What are your thoughts in terms of the mechanism of why this hemoptysis occurs? Some people have speculated that it's actually related to tumor response.
There are very thoughtful people who have argued that the reason we're seeing this hemoptysis is because the tumor is the last line of defense between the airway and the vasculature, and that when we get this tumor shrinkage, we open up a cavity which leads to bleeding. There's others who have talked about a large tumor mass shrinking dramatically into a cavitary airspace cavity, which either becomes super infected and therefore bleeds because of that. And once you get bleeding and you're on Avastin, your ability to maintain vascular integrity may not be as good. I think we just don't entirely know right now what the entire mechanisms are. I think that there are probably several mechanisms for hemoptysis. In the case of the patient where the tumor is invading or causing a mini fistula between a vessel and an airway, and the tumor is the last line of defense, I think that group is probably never going to really benefit from Avastin, because even if you were to radiate them first, you'd do the same thing. You'd kill the tumor and you'd lead to more hemoptysis. In fact, there are patients in the literature, if you look at the literature on the ability of radiation to help hemoptysis, there are ample examples of people who get radiation therapy for hemoptysis who end up dying of massive hemoptysis, presumably because the radiation opened up the vessel even more. So in that group, they're really never going to do particularly well with Avastin. In a second group of patients where it's a question of vascular integrity, perhaps radiating first could help prevent bleeding down the road. But I think, again, these questions are purely hypothesis generating at this point. I think we really don't know anything more specific than that.
No, I guess with this woman, it's too early to see what her response is going to be.
It's 24 hours since she's been treated, so
right.
It'd be a little quick.